Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. It's almost impossible to write about Ukraine without touching on the subject of prepositions, v Ukraine or na Ukraine, something like in Ukraine and in the Ukraine. But it is absolutely impossible to touch on the subject of Ukraine in prepositional use and not get bombarded by dozens of mostly erroneous grammatical claims. I am nothing if not a boring pedant. And so, I bring you the definitive column on using V and NA. It's actually just a set of rules with only a few exceptions. The only trick to it is getting your head around a few spatial concepts, like the notion of borders. Let's begin with V, in, which is used to describe something or someone being inside a closed space. Ключ в ящике, the key is in the drawer. The tricky bit is understanding what a closed space is. In Russian, it means anything with borders, literal or figurative. Buildings, most rooms, things with doors or drawers, and water. В доме, в детской комнате, в шкафу, плавает в море. In the house, in the kids' room, in the wardrobe, to swim in the sea. Note that in Russian you sit в кресле, in the armchair, since historically armchairs had, well, arms, and the sitter was almost inside the structure of the chair. Continents in the majority of countries. В Азии, в России, в США, в Европе. In Asia, in Russia, in the US, in Europe. Administrative units like cities, towns, villages, districts, regions, settlements, whether they are named or not named. В Москве, в деревне, в Центральном округе, в Чечне, в штате, Нью-Йорк, в республике, в Сибири, в Хабаровском крае. In Moscow, in the village, in the central district, in Chechnya, in New York State, in the Republic, in Siberia, in Khabarovsk territory. Buildings, offices, and organizations. В банке, в музее, в театре, в кино, в школе, в институте. In the bank, in the museum, in the theater, in the movie theater, in the school, in the institute. Groups of people. В организации, в отделе кадров, в бухгалтерии, в парламенте, в правительстве. In the organization, in the human resources department, in the accounting office, in the parliament, in the government. And that's it for V. Na is where it gets a bit more nitpicky and conceptual. Na means on something or in an open space with vague or non-existent borders. On horizontal surfaces, with one exception. На пляже, на стуле, на столе, на песке, на втором этаже. On the beach, on the chair, not an armchair, on the table, on the sand, on the second floor. The exception is easy to remember because it exists in English too. На стене, on the wall. Compass points are places that use a directional noun in their names. На юге, на дальнем востоке, на западе, на юго-востоке. In the south, in the far east, in the west, in the southeast. Islands. На Сахалине, на Мальте, на Курильских островах, на Кубе. On Sakhalin, on Malta, on the Kuril Islands, and on Cuba. Note that one island trumps country. That is, the only countries that use na are countries that are located on one island. So, since the United Kingdom is on more than one island, it's Велика Британия in Great Britain. But since Cuba is on just one island, you say на Кубе in Cuba. Peninsulas, with one half exception. На Камчатке, на Чукотке. in Kamchatka and in Chukotka. The half exception is Crimea. You say na Krymskom poluostrovie, on the Crimean Peninsula, but v Krymu, in Crimea. An area described by a noun ending in shina. This is a general area, often where a national group lived or lives. Na Smolenshchine, na Lemkovshchine, in the traditional Smolensk lands, in lands where the Lemkos traditionally lived. Regions on, near, or between water, lakes, rivers, seas, and oceans. Na Volgia, na Chernomoria, na Tikhom Okeanie, na Kubani, na Baikalia, na Amuria. Near the Volga, near the Black Sea, by the Pacific Ocean, in the Kuban region, by Lake Baikal, by the Amur River. Mountains in the singular. This is another tricky bit. But there is some variation of usage, which means that you can relax about it. In general, you use na for a mountain range or a range that is described in the singular in Russian, although they might be described in the plural in English. So you say na Kavkazie, na Uralie, na Altaie, in the Caucasus, in the Urals, in the Altai Mountains. You use V for mountain ranges described in the plural in Russian, like v Karpatach, in the Carpathians. Or you can remember it this way, na gore, on the mountain, but v gorach, in the mountains. Open spaces, na ulice, na ploshchadi, na Nevskom prospekte, on the street, on the square, on Nevsky Prospekt. Spaces that were once open in the past. Na kuchnya, na pochte, na vokzalie. In the kitchen, at the post office, at the station. Factories and means of transportation, with one conceptual exception. Rabotat na zavodye, na fabrike. Ехать на машине, на поезде, на автобусе. Летать на самолете. To work at a factory or plant, to travel by car, train, or bus, to go by plane. The exception is when you're speaking about something that happened inside the means of transportation. Очень жарко было в автобусе. It was really hot in the bus. But general travel by means of uses na. Events, places of learning, and activities, with one exception. На факультете русского языка, на уроке, на концерте, на выставке, на опере, на балете, на спектакле. In the Russian language department, in the lesson, at the concert, at the exhibition, at the opera, at the ballet, at the play. The exception is travel. В командировке, в путешествии, в поездке, в дороге. On a business trip, in travels, on a trip, on the road. And that's it. If you are a nerd, that is, if you are a kindred spirit, you can use this as a cheat sheet and put it on your bulletin board or fold it up in your wallet. That's just the kind of ridiculous thing I would do. But if you are a troll, please read this very carefully. And then please stop writing me. That's it for this week. До встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!